Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, puparia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And let's talk about these livestock futures here today. Tom, why don't you kind of recap how things closed on Friday for us?
Well, Dave, Friday we saw more new all-time record highs in our cattle complex, but by the close of the session, only the feeder cattle managed to close on a positive note. Live cattle closed negative. Feeders saw the ninth straight session of new all-time record highs being made on Friday. We also saw late on Friday cash cattle trade developing, mostly at 160 to as high as 162, but it looks like it was on very light volume once again. Choice box beef down 13 cents Friday. Select boxes were down 97 cents on a movement of 113 loads. Friday's cattle kill estimated 108,000 head. The weekly kill, 582,000. Cash feeder index was up 95 cents on Friday. Friday's close saw December cattle 55 cents lower. November feeders up 90 cents, and December lean hogs $1.90 lower. We expect at 9:05 this morning for a mixed opening in our livestock market.
All right, we're going to talk about the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they finish today on Friday, corn and wheat futures were positive, but the soybeans really struggled on Friday.
That's exactly right. Our soybeans had a tough day, some double-digit losses taking place on Friday. While, as Dave said, the wheat and corn managed to close on a positive note, there was really not a lot of fresh news out there in our marketplace Friday. For the week, our December corn was unchanged. November soybeans gained 2 cents, and December Kansas City wheat gained 4 cents for the week. Now, this coming Friday is the monthly supply and demand report that is expected to show increases for corn and soybean production and their yields also. But we may also see decreased acres come in from last month's report. Trading overnight has been higher on short covering and in very good volume this morning. December Kansas City wheat, I should say, is 6¾ cents higher. December corn up 4½. November soybeans trading 11½ higher. December cotton is 73 points higher. November crude oil up 42 cents. December dollar index 39 cents lower. And December Dow Jones futures are up 53 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning. And, of course, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lether, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.